thing. We need to talk about who is going to present the joint communique. We had two options suggested by the organizing committee. One is the custodian select one spokesman, or we suggest Pat Cassidy the original draft of the communique section.
I think it'd be better if just
lastly, we need to decide on what format we're going to present it as. Do we print it out as a poster? Do we print 100 copies and put them out?
I have a suggestion on that. We could print out something and get a handout. Anyone who wanted one. Do we want signatures of people, the custodians, or just sort of print, you know?
That would be worthwhile, I think.
We don't have any present, of course.
But it could be after the fact.
Okay. All right, so for the time being, we can potentially print a version of this.
The numbers weren't necessary. They were originally
apparent. I think the numbers are useful.
Oh, I think the order is actually
you can
request. Just whatever your purpose is.
Number 8 is still number 8.
What we need is a copy of Adam's points.
Can you pull that up? Adam's point and Barry's point.
We have 10 minutes.
Adam doesn't like him. Building blocks.
Yes,
he's got the building blocks.
Yeah, why don't you verbally go?
Why don't you moving able to?
What did you want to replace the building blocks?
Section 6. Do we have 6 up there?
Yes, I think he eliminated it, right? The whole phrase.
He wants to emphasize the use of each of the ontologies intact rather than pulling them apart and putting them back together, I think.
That's
the gist of his
elsewhere, right?
Right, that's the problem.
So, you know, there's wrinkles.
Where else can we get to it? Let me search for the number five, wasn't it? Can I make a suggestion about Ryan Goulding? General floor two. Several upper towers are available, and they contain
I think Adam would probably check that too.
Can we just have the custodian express an opinion, because I mean we're trying to finalize this.
I prefer the way that we changed it, but I don't really care. If you want to change it the other way,
it's probably there's plenty of stuff about building blocks.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Keith has one more it's not a big deal.
Yeah. We mentioned it four and five.
Let me express my opinion. I don't care either. Indeed, originally there was the word conceptual primitive, which is slightly different. The idea was that the very nodes of an upper level ontology can be topological.
No one is going to read this. It's going to pick up.
I don't care.
We're already so far into the game.
Right. So
what's the next one?
Why do you start with the
hard? If you refresh,
we can have done.
I've got it right here. If you want me to.
What's the next? What's the next?
The next one is number nine. It says these upper ontologies should be rigorously and independently evaluated and made publicly available. It must also be easy to use and accessed by developers. Now, the only suggestion he's he wants to change the statement that says and made publicly available to those that are not currently publicly available should be made so.
As far as I'm aware, all the ontologies in the room are.
Are there any not?
So.
It's wordy and it doesn't add anything.
That's something, which means we are also calling upon other people who are not making their ontology.
But it says right here, it says already these upper ontologies should be made publicly available.
No, that's just these upper ontologies.
Those that are not.
Maybe
he's quibbling over if it already is publicly available.
His concern was the suggestion that Sumo wasn't publicly available. And he struggled as well. None of the music, so it's not a discussion. But if we just say that all of these are publicly available,
right, all of the signatories or all of these are.
So we say that they are rather than.
Exactly.
Well, there's you can quibble. ISO 15926 happened by, so I don't know.
Right. Well, then we don't need AMS change at all, and we can make a much simpler change. They should be rigorously independent and be publicly available. Okay, we have
could someone tell me what to change?
Yeah, he's on college.
available. Should be very
I still don't want to know what the
sequence 9.
I'm looking at
these upper ontologies.
Yes.
Insert. Are publicly available.
And
well, no, that's it. No, just, I'm just telling him the edit.
Right. All right.
Well, I want to make love to you tonight. I can't wait.
We are publicly
available. And I know now the time is just right. I'm training from my arms, you will run. And when you come, I'm going to be with you.
Yeah, you know that.
Yes, sorry.
And my publicly available. Yeah, that's fine. There and then all my.
And
the
same
sentence.
Next one suggests remove the first sentence, which is don't say anything at all about we don't advocate development. Number 10.
Yes.
Remove the first sentence. That suggests that no one understands the model. We'll just take the word model. Let's go.
something as different among the audience or something like that.
Or is it will be coming
in as well.
Welcome to the conference calling center. Please enter your numeric passcode followed by the pound sign. If you require a... Your passcode has been confirmed. Please stand by as you are joined to your conference. There are three parties in conference, including yourself.
Hi, John Bateman.
Hi, this is NIST calling in now. How many people are on? John, okay.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Adam.
Adam, good.
Adam,
good. Adam, we're talking about you.
Oh, great.
Is this on?
Let me get the volume.
For the foreseeable future.
Adam, could you, you were a little bit weak. Can you speak again? Adam, are you speaking?
I'm sorry, I switched microphones here.
Okay, that's better. We hear you. Thank you. We're doing number. We're going over your suggestions. We're doing number 10. I'm trying to figure out what to do about monolithic upper ontology.
We've already worked on the other two.
Yeah.
And got them changed. Adam, could you refresh your joint communication draft page and relook at number 10 now?
Okay, I have to remember where that was located, sorry.
If you go to the upper ontology project homepage and scroll down towards the sort of three quarters down the way this is, a bunch of links to the key discussion pages, and that's one of those. Or go to recent changes, that's probably at the top.
Recent changes, okay, joint communique draft, got it.
Right above prior version, towards the bottom.
I've got it. Thank you.
What do you think? Take a look at number 10. Yeah,
I like number 10.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we've got almost unanimous. Now, could we look at...
reasons for the important commonalities and
differences.
I would just identify
the commonalities and the reasons. We will articulate the commonality and the reason. So that articulate.
Hearing several people.
It should be up on the wiki in the moment.
Right, if you refresh now, and it's been
well, we'll change that. If it doesn't change anything, we can change it. Yeah, it's better. Among is better.
So is number 9, and forgive me for not commenting on this earlier, and it's not crucial maybe, but it seems this isn't entirely accurate, right? Because we've sort of mixed reference with psych and open psych, and although open psych is, of course, completely available, psych is not.
No, that's not true, Adam. The open psych ontology, starting with the March release, is the entire psych ontology.
Starting with the March release.
We're distinguishing freely available and publicly available. And again, starting with March, the psych ontology, including, if you wish, in that term, all the psych axioms are publicly available as part of research.
Well, part of research psych, which is available for people to look at, but certainly not for commercial use.
Available the ISO ontology is available for commercial use, namely, if people license it for commercial use.
It's publicly available, the same language that ISO uses for distribution of standards.
Did you say ISO standards are licensed?
I don't think so. You just buy them.
You buy a copy, but you don't have to pay to use it.
Right.
No. If you could borrow somebody else's copy, you can use it.
Yeah. But publicly available simply means that as long as you pay the price, you can use it. That's okay. That's still publicly available.
Okay.
As opposed to
that changes the original wording. The original wording says free.
That's why it doesn't say freely available.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, we are making ours freely available. R&D purposes so far, that's what people have used it for. Or you ask ISO to give you a waiver like we did for ISO 11179, because they want state partners that need it.
So I think it's accurate to say these are all publicly available, if you're comfortable with that.
Well, but then let's clarify that they're all not all freely available. Because
well,
you
know, we're not saying that's what this is available.
I mean, let's see. So then just about every software product in existence is publicly available, but it's not, you know, classified by the U.S. government as available. You know, Microsoft Word is, I guess, then publicly available. And, you know, this isn't a dig against the site. I mean, you're certainly free to sell different things, and, you know, we've got to be able to support our efforts. But
yeah,
it doesn't seem that this is really accurate to me. I mean, even if sort of by some wordsmithing, this is what ISO does.
Well, this is, again, this very issue has been heavily discussed within the standards community, especially ISO, and this is the approved wording. This is what open standards and the ISO sense mean. Publicly available does not mean free. You have to buy them from your national body.
Well, there's a big difference between buying a copy of a document and paying a license fee to use.
We would be willing to sell a copy.
And then we were scheduled to discuss this yesterday, so could we just try to wrap up the joint communique and go through these later?
Can you live with it, Adam?
Yes, that's the bottom line. Can you live with it?
Adam, we can put extended comments on the extended comments page, and I think I agree with you, okay, that we want these things to be free, and I'll be happy to join with you in writing a little extended comment saying that we will encourage all of the people to make their things free.
I mean, if you wish, we could say these upper ontologies are freely available for research purposes and should be rigorously and intensively evaluated, which is the only... charging for this evaluation to take place. It's not like you have to pay us or pay Sumo or pay anyone.
But no, I think it's worse than what we have now.
I think it's better.
Then people say, I'm from the industry, what happens?
I think all the changes we're talking about make this worse than it is now.
Adam, can you live with it as it's currently worded?
I guess I'm not sure. I mean, I think if we're trying to present something that's accurate, there should be no harm in clarifying, you know, what we actually mean. And I think a lot of people would, in a common sense standpoint, look at publicly available and say, oh, it's free. Now, I understand that's not the way ISO does it, but I think that's confusing. And if our goal is to be accurate, we should come up with something that sounds accurate to everybody.
We can define our terms in a glossary, and we can say these are the terms as they're commonly used standards bodies. And then it's not our job to say the standards bodies use these terms in a confusing way and then start using them differently, which would be even more confusing.
Well, I think that it's the standards bodies that's done something that's pretty confusing with respect to normal English here.
Well, given Pat's comment that we are going to probably provide extended, you know, background material in addition to this, those who really want dig into exactly what we mean, and simply refer to that background material to get clarification. So we're not trying to fool anyone. In that context, would you be willing to go with this?
Do you want to just eliminate the word publicly and say these up on policies are available and should be rigorously and independently evaluated?
That would make sense to me.
Okay.
Okay. It doesn't really matter to me.
Eliminate the adjective. I mean,
while Steve is editing, I'll read Barry's three inputs, although he said we're not press on any of them. Number one is item six, candidate conceptual building blocks. He said, I have been fighting for years against the ambiguous and confusing use of conceptual.
We took that out, so it's gone.
All right, okay, so that's good.
Right.
And then number 10, we will articulate the reasons for the important differences in the upper ontology, and the important sounds, the major sounds better. So he suggested.
Okay. Major
is better.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. I think it's better.
There we go. So we have unanimous adoption of 10 points.
Okay, does everyone agree?
Yep.
The custodian. The custodian.
Yep.
Thank you.
Adam, anyone else? So we don't have Barry on, right?
No. Barry has already get it by email.
Okay.
Great.
Are we agreed on a bottom five as well?
Okay.
I think originally when we were discussing this, there was a possibility you might have we all agree and other people sign it.
I think it'd be stronger if everyone, the key participants in the sign.
Okay.
We approve and agree.
Look, I'm going to have this printed up, so what kind of wording do you want? First of all, we're going to have all this preamble, correct? With background, conclusion, and then not going to have that at all.
Well, the background was the points 1 to 10. Well, go back to the background.
If we add more wording, we're sort of complicating things because then that's
the background,
probably
the
that
background
we
is the original. The background is the original without numbering.
It's kind of just a context setting. But
it is identical. It's the original without numbering.
So, folks, if we add wording, then I think we've complicated things because then we've created a situation where people should be reviewing and agreeing
with
that.
All right, so we're taking out the back. We're just going to
just 1 to 10.
Items 1 to 10. Okay. Communicate items 1 through 10.
Yeah.
And then what are we going to say? The endorse or...
Oh, no, but there's below that, there's five...
There's what?
There was five more points under that.
No.
The brief.
No,
the communique and brief. No, the communique and brief is the 5 points under that.
I don't think we're...
We've taken out the 5 points.
That's gone.
What? When?
These 3 points now constitute the communique.
They were just by a draft.
Yeah.
You just deleted all the 5 points.
Yesterday, he talked to me that we focused only on the background, which was rearticulated into a number of points, which are
let's go back up to the, just a second. Let's look at these 5 points.
And
tell me which ones you did one on it.
The 5 points?
Yeah, at the bottom.
Yeah.
The summary in brief.
Scroll up. It's the prior draft.
Bottom. Down at the bottom.
No, lower.
Okay.
The prior brief.
Okay. And these were voted out?
What? They won't have a vote out. They won't have a discussion yet.
But nobody disagreed with them except for, I think, the bottom one, number five.
I was wondering what was happening. I think we're all agreeing.
All right. Well, do we...
The 1 to 10 is the preamble, and the bottom 1 to 5 are the conclusion.
We don't have universal agreement on 4 and 5.
Right.
No.
I think Adam disagreed with number 5. Or 4?
And 4.
And 4.
Indeed, we should have discussed.
Well, I don't think we have.
Well, I think that most of this is covered in above. So this is only a restatement of what we've
Is there anything, okay, I missed, is there anything in 1 to 10 that says you're planning on actually finding the relationship?
Yeah.
Which one is that? Which one is that?
Articulating the new version of
what? Yeah, come on. There's no relationship between the two. Number 10 says, hey, we can tell you what the differences are. Number 4 says, we're going to try to bridge the differences. They are totally different things.
Number 10.
I guess it is, yeah.
They're completely different.
People articulate the commonalities and the reasons for the different.
If you want to add in number 10 that we will try to find commonalities, go ahead.
We're out of time. Number 8, yeah, wrong time to
do it. So could we just take the top 3 and add
them? We could take the top 3 and put them in the front of the device, I think. But really,
they're already covered in here.
Is there anything in it that says you're planning on trying to find relationships among
people? Yes, there is. Number eight.
To promote interoperability, we tend to find a principal means of articulating the relationships.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not great. I would prefer a better wording, but it does say we discussed that wording for like half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Okay. But that was not discussed as a substitute for number 4. Never mentioned in the discussion.
We're out of time.
We are out of time. I think good ground for future progress.
No, it's up to you guys. Whatever you want.
We have. The only question is whether we put the first 3 in addition to
the same.
Let's take a look. Yeah. It might be somewhat redundant.
So
one's already there, and one of the points about
Does they say anything about common process?
I would propose that we stick with the 10 we agreed to yesterday, come out with a nice clear statement to clear we're going to be doing more work in the future.
I think we need to move that off the communique.
This page is the draft.
Yeah, it's just a prior version. It says so. Yeah. So the communique is the 10 points.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are the custodians agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had a definition of what conveners are.
Convener,
yeah.
Yep.
Is everyone comfortable in the room who is on that list?
Yes.
Brandon, yes. Do you want me on that?
I do. Okay. The suggestion it was made here that for the custodians, we put their individual ontologies. Name those.
Okay. Name and the
custodian.
Associated thing.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
I'm
going to
excuse myself.
One last question. Who's going to present it?
That's a good question.
Yeah, so it's open to the custodians or Pat.
Right.
Nicola,
I vote for.
Yeah, why don't we have Pat present? The rest of us are doing a lot of talking anyway.
Pat, do you want to present it?
Do you happen to present
it? I think we'd better have one of the custodians. Of course, I'll do it if you don't want it. Nicola, I like your accent.
There's an argument to be made, and the principal findings are the custodians. I mean, that's the important thing, but...
I think it's better to have that with anyone.
Okay. Are they neutral?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Steve, right. Have you wanted to do
that? No, I'm already talking enough to do
that. No, he really acted as a mediator, you know, and he played a very important role. So,
yeah. All right. We're going to do it. All in favor of Pat being the presenter.
Yeah.
Any opposed?
Okay.
We now open the Wednesday morning session. Dagobert. the chair, take it away. And you can have
I need someone to put my advice on. Can you do that either? Or
give me a moment.
Here, I will hand over the ceremonial table. And then plug it in.
Yeah, I think that's probably be better. Can you move that over there?
This should be on these machines.
No,
I'm leaving.
If you guys are willing to live with the risk of it timing out,
they will.
No.
You can use the computer. I can go over there and pull it up on the window. Do you want to
Nicole, your job is to stop that computer from
falling asleep. Okay. Once every 180 I'll keep your call open.
Okay, I'm good.
All right, in that case,
I'll
take
you.
Do you want me to take the table back?
Oh, yes. Wiki?
They are my machine. From 11 to make
more fence anyway, because then we have a total picture and then we can see.
What do we need in terms of these two fences?
I'm going to run through the entire agenda quickly and give an overview. The custodians of our college have been asked to provide application examples. And I formulated the drawing on the bottom, so there are three points there. It really needs to get to its application, and it needs to get to improved understanding of what our colleges are and can do for application on the side of the doctors. So again, this will be at the end. How can we go to the next step to an implementation and get support for those steps? Then at 11, we have a number of potential adopters speaking. I think some of them, people on this list, are here, and some of them are not. This was all somewhat in flux. That's the best information I had, and the charge to them is to give additional examples. Possibly identify some patterns in application, and even more importantly, identify the requirements to make use of our colleges easier. So in this session, you have a job to do. The colleges need to communicate to potential adopters how our colleges can be useful. And the potential adopters need to communicate to the custodian what are the requirements to actually then do this adoption. So what I would ask is that all speakers focus on these two objectives. If it doesn't contribute to one of these two objectives, don't say it. We have little time to figure out things we are heading to. So I want to say be very focused, and at the end we have a product, a list of things on both sides. With that, I'm going to go back to the agenda item that's now the upper apologist. And so first speaker is Doug Lennart on application of Cycle. And unfortunately, you just have 12 minutes to address the three points in the talk. We have about 12 minutes of time. So how do we do the slides? Are you just going to use the electric
vehicle? Yeah, I think that's probably easier.
Okay.
If those people who are on remote who have to bear with us, I will post the slide slightly later.
That's fine. I know Adam's probably seen all these slides before.
About applications of the psych formal ontology. By formal ontology, I'm talking about having a set of terms, a set of axioms. You can think of that as almost like a set of words and sentences built out of the words. The sentences are written in logic, so computers can understand them and automatically do deductions with them the same way that you or I would. I'll talk a little bit more about formal ontologies in general this afternoon, but right now I just wanted to go through three psych application. One is to smarter searching, searching meaning the kind of things that Google or Lycos or AltaVista do, something like this, where you look for pictures of people smiling. That kind of match to a captioned image whose only text is a man helping his daughter take her first step, not something that do on Google today, because these words are not synonyms of each other. But you as a human being and our system and other large ontology systems could find this kind of match by having pieces of knowledge about the world, like when you're happy, you smile, and you become happy when somebody you love accomplishes something, and taking one's first step as a accomplishment, and parents love their children, and so on. And as I said, we represent each of these as an axiom in a formal language. And this is an axiom which basically says parents love their children. But the users of the system don't see this. In fact, they don't even see those English statements unless they ask for the justification. They just notice that it finds that match. Application that we did of this to that has been underlying Hotbot and Lycos for several years is if you type in an ambiguous term like that, you get in this case like 26,000 hits, and some of them have to do with veterans and some have to do with veterinarians and so on. And basically now it says, did you mean military veterans or veterinary surgeons, veterinarians? And basically, if you choose to select one of these, then it goes and generates an additional amplified query, an extended query by adding ors and add not terms using the ontology. And then